Last spring, lawmakers voted to place a proposed constitutional amendment on the November ballot, asking voters to limit annual assessments for certain non-homestead property to 5%, among other things. At the height of the housing bubble, and right before the Great Recession began, lawmakers started implementing reforms to reduce property owners' tax bills. The property tax makes up more than 55% of local government's revenue. As Scott Dudley with the Florida League of Cities explains, the recession and reforms were a double whammy for city and county governments.
As you know, property values continue to decline. It's going to take cities about until at least about 2016 or 2017 just to return to the 2005 levels. So ultimately, cities are serving a 2012 population with 2012 needs with pre-2005 level revenues, and there's no immediate light at the end of the tunnel.
And Florida counties tell a similar story. John Wayne Smith represents the Association of Counties.
The last fiscal cycle that we went through in the fall, counties reduced again for the fifth year in a row, $481 million from the bottom line of what they've had from property taxes since the high water mark. That's a 5.2% reduction. That's a five-year total of $2.8 billion since we started the reform and the relief efforts, or accumulation of about 24%.
Altamont Springs Senator David Simmons thinks Florida has a bad case of tax cut fever. He wants to pull back Amendment 4 on the November ballot and rework it. As written, the amendment would extend a Save Our Home-style cap to non-residential property and grant some relief to first-time homebuyers. Simmons explains that property tax caps have not worked as intended. He told the Finance and Tax Committee the various caps have created inequities, that is, where adjacent homes identical in value may have tax bills differing in thousands of dollars because one homeowner has owned the property longer than the other. True value assessments are levied when a property is sold. Then subsequent assessments are capped.
So we have a gross disparity. As a matter of fact, I think it's clear that all of the experts have said that what we have created by such a system is a disincentive against selling property. It causes people to want to hold property. It disincentivizes what we have all understood is necessary for a full and free economy, and that is the free transferability of property.
Simmons says Florida's recipe of caps and assessments have distorted market forces, producing inequitable tax rates, forcing increases in other taxes, and creating financial problems for local government. A Collins Institute report found that local spending on public safety fell in 2009 for the first time in 30 years. But Tampa Senator Jim Norman, the Hillsborough County Commission chairman, before he was elected to the Florida Senate 2 years ago, told Simmons he isn't buying his analysis.
I can't, we can't have that probably as dialogue here, but I lived it for 18 years locally. I've seen good, bad, and ugly. I've lived through the Save Your Homes. I've lived through every bit of this. And some of the scenarios you're laying out just aren't true.
Norman favors the tax caps, he says, because he doesn't want to tax people out of their homes. The representatives for cities, counties, and realtors also declined to support Simmons' proposal in its present form, but thanked him for tackling the issue. Simmons says he will get with the various stakeholders and see if he can find a way to ease their concerns. His idea is to somehow incorporate a tax cap without creating inequities, that is, having two nearly identical pieces of property taxed at vastly different rates.
There are obviously various positions that people take on this, but once they understand that equity is the fundamental requirement for any tax system, that I think we're going to try to work to solve the problem. I hope so.
Simmons says he will rework the proposal and then approach the Finance and Tax Committee for a second hearing. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.